This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. You know who's really not happy about possibly, who knows, maybe new tariffs on each and every single thing we import from Mexico, as I was alluding to with some McCain's? Car companies. That's who. The big automakers in this country have built their entire supply chain around free trade with Mexico. And so analysts and a whole lot of industry people in Detroit are scrambling to unpack just how a 5 or maybe, if it goes this far, a 25% tariff would affect that system. And as Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports, the numbers do start adding up pretty quick.
As you may have heard us say, once or twice, a tariff is a tax. And an import tax is one thing when you're talking about a single item like an avocado, but a car has thousands of different parts. And thanks in part to NAFTA,
Mexico is by far the largest manufacturer of auto parts that we source from here in the United States.
Garrett Nelson is a senior equity analyst with CFRA. He says the U.S. imported about $59 billion in auto parts from Mexico last year.
We estimate if the full 25% tariff were to be enforced, that would increase the cost of the average automobile by anywhere from $1,000 to $1,500.
That's because manufacturing a car is a cross-border event. Torsten Slok is chief economist at Deutsche Bank Securities.
Some parts of a car's content is initially produced in the U.S., then is transported to be assembled in Mexico, then it comes back to the U.S. when more value is added.
Slok says that cross-border dance can happen 7 to 8 times before a car rolls off the lot. And if Mexico retaliates, there could be new taxes in both directions.
I mean, that could be a cascading effect, a cumulative effect of the tariff.
Christine McDaniel is a senior research fellow at the Mercatus Institute.
But it's also really hard to imagine that this tariff would actually go into place just because of the heavy reliance that U.S. businesses have on Mexico and vice versa.
In other words, President Trump might have a few incentives to rethink his tariffs. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.